Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 245. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Going good.
Good.
Yeah. Getting over that humongous burp that Nate just had. That's a cryptid burp.
I did it off air for a reason.
I know, exactly. I tattled. I'm a tattle. Look at me.
All the things we do off air. There's all kinds of noises.
I thought maybe Koopa Chabra would come.
Chimichangas?
Chimichanga.
That's according to Mike Tyson, right? That's hilarious.
We're having a good night tonight.
We are.
Just had a good guest chat, so. Mm-hmm. Here we are for a mini. Let's just get right to it, shall we? Sean, what are we talking about?
We shall. This is Nate's choice, or thumbs down, right? Mishler Theater. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes, sir.
Mishler. They make good tires.
Not Michelin. No, not Michelin. No.
Do you have a foundation?
I do. Mishler Theater in Altoona. Makes me hungry for tuna. Pennsylvania. Where is Pennsylvania?
I knew you'd say Pennsylvania.
I know. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I never said it with Lauren, so I didn't do it. Is widely regarded as one of the most haunted theaters in the state. Of course it is. With a rich history and numerous paranormal reports, opened in 1906 and designed by founder Isaac Dock. There, gives you a run for your money. Mishler, the theater was rebuilt after a devastating fire in 1906 and has remained in operation ever since.
It's a long time ago.
That's a long time. And the fact that it's still going, that's pretty wild.
Before the Titanic. That's how I judge everything.
By the Titanic.
Yeah.
You missed that boat, don't you?
I missed the boat.
Are you 55 or 155?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a cool place. Mm-hmm. Mishler Theater. Right. Yeah.
Some of the common stuff that they experience there is unexplained footsteps, disembodied voices, and sudden temperature drops.
Hmm. You don't say.
Yeah, they believe these phenomena are linked to Isaac Mishler himself.
Hmm.
Who is said to still watch over his beloved theater.
No.
He's a creeper. He's a watcher.
Here's a little information for you on the theater itself. Non-paranormal. It says, carrying the highest distinction, it was the first structure of its kind to be built entirely for theatrics. And in the early 1920s, theaters usually occupied the second floor of commercial buildings. So, yeah. That 1208 12th Avenue in Altoona. I like that city name. Mm-hmm. Altoona.
Like that?
Altoona.
Makes me want a
Altoona.
Tuna sandwich.
Give me an Altoona sandwich. Hey. 9 months after its conception and construction, tragedy struck this Altoona theater when the neighboring Rothert building caught fire, which quickly engulfed the theater, destroying its interior. And then the theater was soon rebuilt and reopened in 1907. So, yeah.
Before all the fire codes and all the things, like
they didn't have that
stuff. So many, oops, that caught on fire. Oops, the whole thing burned down. You know, like it's so tragic too, right?
They probably had no evacuation plans,
right? Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah, because there's been theaters that we've talked about before,
Chicago.
Yeah, people have gotten trampled because they can't get out
stuck
quickly enough and
desperate to diving out.
Only one way,
out. Yeah.
That sounds terrible. Like, I don't know. And a lot of it is just a rush to get some of these places open, and they just know wherewithal about, like, how many people are going to be in there, and what if a fire starts, and oh my gosh, here we go, you know. And
it's,
yeah,
that's tragic. Well, no fire suppression systems either.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah, it was back then, man. It was bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a haunted place. It's says the site of entertainment for generations of Blair County residents, Mishler Theater has played a significant role throughout history in Altoona and is loved by all who enter it. Isaac Mishler, the theater's former owner and builder, loved it as well, and local legend says that he never left, even after his death in 1944 after a battle with an illness.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. You're talking about him watching from the stage or from above or whatever. It says a former technical director, Brian McConnell, claims to have seen Mishler's apparition watching him from the rafters and being hit in the face with water with no visible source. That's weird. You're like, boo.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't like a Rotten Tomato or something.
Right.
Still.
All right.
I take offense to that.
One of the most famous apparitions involves a woman in white.
No.
No. Get out of here.
She's in a white dress.
I don't believe
often
it.
Seen on the balcony. Witnesses describe her as a sad figure, possibly linked to a tragic event from the theater's past.
Mm.
Maybe she was in there when it burnt.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a woman in white, but there's a female spirit, it says, that reportedly plays a lot of pranks in the women's restroom. There's sinks turning on and off, toilets flushing, and sneezing sounds heard with no one present. I doubt that's the sad woman in white, but I think so. There's a...
Oh, this is saying a former actress that performed in the theater.
Was the woman in white?
Maybe no, what Sean's saying.
Oh, it was the funny
presence
one.
Is felt most strongly in the dressing rooms where lights flickers and mirrors fog up.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some claim to hear her rehearsing her lines.
Maybe she was a comedian.
Well, EVP action, huh?
Something.
Visitors to the Mishler Theater report smelling cigar smoke wafting throughout the grand building, which is a story corroborated by Isaac Mishler's love of fine tobacco products.
I saw that. That says it was a signature trait of his to have one.
We've had a lot of those type of stories where, you know, different houses or buildings have had cigar smoke from... Somebody or that,
perfume,
very popular.
Lady, another frequent occurrence is a mysterious figure in the backstage area, believed to be a former stagehand.
I wonder if it's did yours say a name or anything? Because this says the medical. I don't know. I put two words together. The most credible. The most credible accounts come from a young Altoona girl named Madeline Letch, or Letchy, who accompanied her mother, Laura, to the Altoona Historic Theater. She roamed around the theater while her mom set up sound and light equipment for the theater's productions. Starting at the age of two, she became good friends with a spectral figure that she described as wearing funny hats. The man she befriended would wear floppy hats, tall black hats, all kinds of hats. He told her about the theater, its history, and how beautiful she was.
It was the hat man.
The hat man, yeah.
Something.
Some type of hat man. I don't know.
Talking about those cigars made me think, I don't know why, it made me think of George Burns, because you always saw George Burns with a cigar.
Love George Burns.
And I remember him on...
Say goodnight, Gracie.
he was on The Tonight Show, and they were talking to him about, like...
Oh, yeah.
You smoke so many cigars, you know, and he's like, how many is that today? You know, Johnny Carson was asking him, and he's like, probably number nine, you know, and he's like, does your doctor ever worry? And he goes, he told me I should quit, but he's died.
Dead.
He's dead. You know, and it's just like.
That's a great story.
It's a great, yeah.
He goes, like, he's dead now.
He's dead now. Like, I outlived him.
Yeah.
So funny. He's like.
I saw that actually not too long ago.
I love that clip.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Of course, Johnny Carson's just howling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, and George Byrne just says it nonchalant. Just
he's
says
so, it. Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. He's dead. What else we got on the theater?
Someone's personal visit to the Mishler Theater. My wife and I joined a ghost tour. We were both startled by the sudden cold spots in the auditorium and the faint whispers we couldn't trace. The experience was thrilling and added a personal touch to our paranormal adventures.
Yeah, I like to check this place out.
This says the theater was featured on the 2004 episode of Ghost Hunters, where the team investigated claims but ultimately concluded there was no paranormal evidence. I don't believe that. Citing plumbing issues, environmental factors, despite the show's findings, local legends, and personal testimonies, especially from Madeline Letche, who befriended Mitchell's spirit from age two, continue to fuel its haunted reputation. The Blair County Arts Foundation, which operates the theater, offers guided haunted tours in October, blending history with ghost stories. History in the dark.
Another intriguing tale is that of the theater's phantom audience.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I did see about it. I'm glad you're bringing that up. That's really
several
good.
Staff members have reported seeing shadowy figures sitting in the seats during rehearsals. These apparitions vanish upon approach, leaving only an eerie silence. Mm-hmm. Such experiences suggest that the Mishler Theater's ghosts are not just residential haunts, but intelligent spirits aware of the living and their Ooh. Activities.
Ooh. Time slips. Ooh, right.
They're I've watching got the show. The Taps, right? You know, the Taps team, they mm-hmm. they had a show. When I first read the beginning, it's going to be kind of repetitive, but later on it kind of tells different things. It says, in Altoona, Pennsylvania, the Taps team investigates the historic Mishler Theater. There, according to the owner and employees, the ghost of the late owner, Mr. Isaac Mishler, has been heard walking on the catwalk above the stage, seen walking into a wall where his office used to be, and apparently puffing up a cloud of cigar smoke around one of the theater seats, which then folded up as though someone just got up from it. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Says several other instances include a gentleman alone in the theater, hearing footsteps in multiple occasions, a technical director seeing an apparition near the piano, and the supposed story of two previous caretakers' ashes cremated under the foundation of the theater.
Ooh, that's creepy.
So that has to have something to do with
it. Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah. Could be.
This says, and I don't know what this means by this, but or what they mean by this, but the theater offers low intensity. What's low intensity? Family friendly haunted tours. What does that mean? It's $15 to $20 during select October dates. It says these tours include storytelling about Isaac Mishler, the cigar smoke sightings, and the mysterious restroom phenomena. The venue remains a cultural hub, hosting live performances, special events, including Halloween themed screenings, like Night of the Living Dead. So it would be cool to watch horror movies there for sure.
Yeah,
faux show.
That would be fun.
Another spirit is said to be that of a former actor, believe the man who died by suicide. He has been seen pacing nervously backstage as if preparing for a performance that never comes.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 hours from Gettysburg.
Wait, oh, you said 2.5 hours?
That's what it said. Okay. This article actually said
but that. I don't even know how far Gettysburg is from us. So.
Can't remember. The backstage area, especially near the old dressing rooms, is said to be the most active. Some staff refuse to be there alone after dark.
I want to say Gettysburg's like 6, 7, or 8 hours. Something like that. Somewhere between 6 and 8, I think. I'm just trying to think about how far it is from D.C. and then it's...
That makes sense. Steve Helsel, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the operations manager at the Altoona Theater for the last 23 years, also recalls an abnormal experience. Says, it happened when I was directing Guys and Dolls several years ago, Helsel says. He and his lighting designer, Sue Polly, were working after hours after one of the final rehearsals to finish some last-minute adjustments to the lighting on the set when something odd occurred in the late hours of the night. He explains, we were both standing on stage, and she explained that she had added two special lights from up in the balcony lighting booms on both sides of the theater to hit the lead character, Sky Masterson, for his introduction into the song, Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight.
She says she had put an X of spike tape on the stage floor downstage center to show him where to be standing when he gave his cue. Line for the song, and then the light board operator could snap on those two lights quickly on the musical cue. It was during this explanation that Sue stood upon the X to show Steve where the actor would be standing when said lights turned on and lit up the position to which she was standing. Helsel continues to explain the startling event. We both looked at each other, eyes wide open, and Sue said to me, "Who did that?" And I said, "I don't know, because there's nobody else here." And Sue said, "I think we've done enough for tonight," and stepped back off the X, and the lights went out. We pretty quickly shut everything down for the night and left the theater. Helsel is but one of many who have worked in or around the building that can recall such significant events of mystery, which have many guessing whether or not Mr. Mishler has really left his prized landmark.
Wow.
So that'd be kind of spooky to...
He still oversees it, is what it says, right?
Something happened to get him out of there. And they're like, that's enough for tonight.
One group of ghost hunters claimed to capture a clear EVP of a man saying, "It's not over."
Oh, that'd be cool.
And thermal cameras.
The fat lady sings.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
thermal cameras have picked up unexplained heat signatures in empty rooms. and shadows had been recorded moving across the stage when the theater was locked.
Yeah.
I'd say this place is haunted.
Yeah.
Did you guys say anything about the phone book, the guy reading the phone book?
No.
So it says there was a claim that they there was a woman in 1930s clothing in the woman's restroom powdering her nose, and then they heard disembodied sneezes, and they saw a man who was off stage looking through a phone book who vanished when they got close.
Oh, wow.
Like, who reads a phone book anymore, right?
What's that?
It says, we may not know all the names of the spirits that haunt the theater, but we do know that people have had endless, unexplainable experiences with these ghostly theatergoers. The questions, as many others, are unanswered, but it is believed that Isaac Mishler still resides at the Mishler Theater, keeping an eye on its operations from beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That's what he's doing.
Smoking a cigar.
Micromanaging is what he's doing. Micromanaging. While he's smoking a cigar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a pretty cool place.
I guess he's earned the right.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It looks cool. It's like from the videos, the pictures I've seen, it looks really, really cool. And the fact that it's still in operation
like
is really neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the art craft down in Franklin is really cool.
Yeah. The one in Savannah was awesome. And that's they said it's the longest running.
Did it have a name or was it just the Savannah?
I can't remember. Yeah. But it's the longest running theater
in operation.
That's
like, cool.
In continuation
mm-hmm.
in Savannah.
Did it ever have a fire? They all seem to have a fire.
It had two, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's just bragging.
Mishler Theater's former technical director and current volunteer, Marlene Liska of Altoon, has had her own haunting experience. A few years ago, she walked into the women's restroom and found a woman dressed in 1930s dress.
Mm-hmm.
She was just standing there, and the woman suddenly disappeared. She has also heard toilets flushing, like we said before, and faucets turning on and off.
Hmm. Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Marlene was in the haunted Pennsylvania theater restroom and heard someone sneezing, yet no one else was there with her.
That would be fun.
Disembodied sneezes.
Disembodied sneezes.
I don't think we've heard disembodied sneezes. Now, there was, I don't think we...
Would there be disembodied farting or something?
There's supposed to be a hellhound running around there too, but I don't know.
A hellhound? I didn't see that.
There was one, group had said that they had heard reports that there was a dog running around, and so I think that was the joke.
That's
weird. That they went out in the alley and they were like... Okay, we're looking for a dog growling, but I think it's like every other place. There's a cat or a dog spirit of some kind. But I did see some, like there was a dog spirit.
Gotcha. Anything else on the Mishler Theater?
No, I think we hit.
Covered
all the hits.
One of these days we're going to get a haunted goldfish spirit. One of these days.
Haunted goldfish.
Bloop.
Okay.
It's not going to be that. That's not that creepy, right?
Disembodied bloop. Water sound.
Just be the skeleton of it.
Yeah. Well, if that's all we got on the Mishler Theater, I liked it. We had some good haunts there.
And we're going.
Good creepiness, yeah. We're going. Put it on the list. Yeah.
That's right. You know we are.
It's a tradition. Nate, what do you got for us?
Come down and get you some Mishler tires. That's a wrap.
Couldn't help yourself.
Hanging right there, Mishler.
They don't need more marketing. They don't need it.
No, they don't. Maybe we need to get some kickback from that.
That's right. Yeah. Right?
All right. I say so. It helped the budget a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 245 and our discussion on the Mishler Theater. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.